My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at julieland.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the greatest photographer in the world, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And as you may have heard, it sounds like our new intro music and sounds. I am joined by Danny Daniels and Xander Corvus. Today, we're going to be talking about how they are roommates. Guys?
What?
How's it going?
Good.
So how are you guys doing today?
You look good with a big black microphone in your face.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that. So you guys are big famous porn stars.
Oh, no. Come on.
Who's more famous?
Danny. Hands fucking down.
Cost more money to shoot.
Though I did get recognized at Best Buy the other day.
Oh, that was awesome. Who's
the biggest slut?
Me.
Okay, now, what did they recognize you from? Just in general porn, or?
Yeah, well, what happened was the guy comes up, and we're sitting there at Best Buy, and this dude comes up that works there, and he's like, hey, man, like, you look so familiar. Like, I know I've seen, like, you in movies or something. He's, like, sitting there doing it. I'm just sitting there laughing. I, like, look over at Danny. I'm like, how do I approach this? So it's like, what game can I play with this guy?
And have you, like, seen Superman? Spider-Man?
I make a lot of movies on the internet. And he was just like... Oh, yeah, it's like, okay. And then, yeah, he was like a fan or whatever, so it was cool.
So you guys are here because you recently got married.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And how is married life?
It's good. We only do butt sex.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a power bottom. Yeah. So, yep. You know.
I have the big strap on and he takes it. Yeah. It's love.
Yeah, it is love.
You know it's true love when there's pegging.
Oh, pegging, right?
No, I married a prince. You haven't heard the rumors?
Oh, I did. Actually, I did hear that as well.
And I have a mixed baby on the way.
There is nothing wrong with mixed babies. We love them here at More with Mo. So, so,
no.
But in all seriousness, you guys are now roommates, and you have been for how long?
How long have I? About a month and a half.
Yeah.
A month and a half or so.
Now, obviously, you're both young. Attractive people, very sexual in your job.
I am.
So, what happens at home?
You should see him in the morning with no makeup on.
Selfie.
My question is, what did you guys? You're moving it because I've had roommates, not for 30 years, but I've had roommates. Do you guys set rules when it starts out? Do you kind of like, okay, don't. These are the rules. Don't do this. Don't do that. What are the boundaries? Because you have to have them with a roommate. I don't care who the fucking roommate is.
There's two rules. We don't bring anyone home, and we don't have friends over that we don't. That are not mutual.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so no opposite sex.
So in other words, Mo, you're not invited over.
Well, so if you want to bang someone, you bang them not at the house out of respect. And also, and then no one's shit gets stolen.
Yes. Exactly.
And then if we no friends that aren't mutual because no one's shit gets stolen.
So you're saying then if I get invited over, I'm not having sex with you then is what you're saying.
Shit.
You can hang out, though.
Oh,
I just got a hot tub.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
What up?
Oh, okay. Now, do you guys, now, obviously, you have a hot tub. This sounds like a fancy place now. So you guys aren't sharing one
I got
shitter.
A hot tub in my trailer, man.
Power up the generator. We're going to boil tonight, boy.
So do you guys, you don't share a bathroom then?
No, oh, no,
fuck
no.
Fuck no.
No.
You couldn't do that?
No.
Who's messier?
Because the makeup gets a little confusing mixed up.
Yeah, I hate when I use her lashes. She gets so mad. So mad.
What you wear in the privacy of your own home is perfectly legal.
Yeah.
So you're the messier one here then?
Yeah.
Well, why is
I'm actually a lot cleaner than people would expect me to be.
Yeah.
But like people would expect. Yeah. Do me you, to have just like
there's
shit
just a lot of
everywhere.
Beer bottles everywhere.
There's lots of beer bottles. Yeah.
What kind of beer?
I'm just a redneck dude. Bud Light.
Yeah. Why don't you just invest in a freaking keg and make it a little bit?
I should get a kegerator.
I would.
But then there would just be glasses everywhere.
No, one glass.
Solo cups, exactly.
Or just a really badass Stein.
Yeah, and no, you can rinse it out every time. And you,
I come home, he's doing keg stands by himself.
Check it out, man. I got a baby pool and I floated it by myself.
Exactly. Now, what I got another dumb question about roommates is, what about, you know, all these are pretty good rules, but what about rules when it comes to food and belongings and keeping the place clean?
I already had a maid, so that doesn't matter.
Right.
We have opposite diets, so it works out.
Okay.
So it's kind of perfect.
Okay, let's back up here. First of all, they live this roommate, in quotes, lifestyle of a maid? Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You guys make entirely too much money. Next, different diets. What is so different about your diets?
I'm veg. He eats things that bleed. And
I only eat stuff that bleeds usually.
Yeah. So our food, it doesn't matter.
Oh, so you're not digging into a steak and he's not touching your lettuce. Exactly. And you're all good.
Perfect. Yeah.
There's something dirty there, but.
Yeah. Wow. Digging into your lettuce. Whoa. So she's not handling my meat and I'm not digging into her garden, right? Smelling her flowers.
It's like. Yeah.
So do you do the dishes then, or is the maid doing the dishes? So you're not cleaning up bloody plates?
Oh. God, no. He does his own dishes. He's good. Yeah, he's good.
Because when I had a roommate, we had like rules. Like, you got to clean up your own mess. Because if you don't set ground rules, things get out of hand.
Well, we're pretty much both, for the most part, clean and respectful. So I think that's why it worked out. And we started as friends. Yeah. It wasn't just like, hi, stranger, you want to live together?
Yeah. Well, it's like,
I just kind of showed up. I've been sleeping in the other room closet for a long time.
The thing that wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
Yep. Came by to visit and say hi and hasn't left
kinda
yet.
Kind of like herpes.
Yeah. It's like when...
Bitch, you got to go.
My
kind of like herpes.
Exactly. Can't get rid of me.
Oh my God.
Even with a shot. Right. My ex-neighbor is Bobby Starr, and she lived next door to me for a year.
Oh my God.
The first day she moved in, I said, come on over. We sat down and said, okay, there's some rules here. I don't want there's things that go on we don't talk about, and da-da-da.
Yeah.
You keep my secrets, I'll keep your secrets, and blah, blah, blah. So we had a good year of, it was like living next to my sister, basically.
Yeah.
Crazy shit that went on.
That's always cool.
Yeah, he's like my brother that I have sex with for money.
Yeah.
So you guys have had sex before?
We've done a lot of scenes together.
We've done a lot.
No, seriously. No,
seriously. Dude. How much money have you made from having sex with Danny Daniels?
Don't ask him to do the math.
Like a 4 or 5.
Seriously, don't ask him to do the math. Like, he's like 2, 3, 400 divided by 5. I don't know.
Probably like 5 grand to Danny.
So have you guys ever looked at each other across the couch when you're watching? Yeah, and don't talk those numbers. I've cut those checks. Do you guys ever, there's never been a moment where you look across the couch and go, I'm kind of horny and let's do this? No?
Keep it professional? Because most of the time it's more like, if that were to happen, like she'd be like sober and I'm just on the couch like, hey, what's up? What's up?
Yeah. Drunk Sander is not sexy at all. No, and it's usually drunk Sander at the house. So
I just come into a room with like a leopard print robe on, like candles. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Quagmire walks.
Yeah, exactly.
Giggity.
I come home, he's just naked on the couch, jerking it.
Sup?
Hey, have you guys walked
waiting
in?
For you.
Have you walked in on each other masturbating, or do you not do that?
No, I always do it when he's gone.
I do the same thing in my house. My girlfriend just recently moved in, and it's a little bit different because we actually do have sex sometimes. But yeah, I don't masturbate when she's around. It's like, that was my private time. You've invaded.
But masturbating could be hot with people.
Have you seen all this sexiness here? No, it's not hot. Trust me. It's
are
not
you
hot.
Like a sweater and like you?
He's all hunched over and shit,
like, turning bright red and just like sweating, and then like just breathing.
I'll give you one of my movies. That's about as the best part.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the BJ thing.
Yeah, so I'll give you one in so you can see, and that's a bit.
Would
about
you do
as
a BJ with the guy? For your
how
movies?
Much money?
20 grand.
Whoa,
who's getting the 20?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm, you know.
He's all like, I can do it.
No, are we splitting this? Or like,
exactly. Wait,
if I do the full 20, I'm on it.
20 grand.
Okay.
You have to hold eye contact, and he has a beard.
Okay, no, I was going with, I'll shoot POV.
You're like, I'm not shaming for
with Xander for 20 grand for 10 minutes, because I think that's all I can last with him.
Why? Because I get a sweet blowjob?
Yeah, because he gets a
sweet blowjob. No, I mean, listen, I'm a whore, and I don't have a maid, and $20,000 can buy a whole lot of maid service.
My maid is my agent's daughter, who's a stoner and needs some extra cash. Like, it's not like I have, like, an army of Mexican women coming to my house.
But why did you clear that up? We could have made them think we did.
Oh, I'm so rich right now, guys.
Should I give your agent a call and see how much it costs extra to have her come over to my place?
Yeah, dude, she's awesome.
Because my apartment right now looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Wow.
And we're not in the, because we just...
I know someone else.
My old house is
there. Yeah.
Well, she moved everything in and there's not a lot of space for everything. And we don't have that friendship roommate kind of rules where the emotions come in.
You have to have
rules. Clean up your shit.
Period.
And what?
You have to have rules.
Well, that's what... Well, you shouldn't move in together then. That's a really bad idea.
You have to have rules.
No, it was good. No, it was
good. When two people move in together, there's rules. No, it doesn't matter.
You have to always lay down the rules before anything starts. Yeah. And I always say, people don't like the word rules, so I always turn the word into boundaries. Everybody has to have boundaries.
But it's just respect for each other.
Exactly.
If you're going to live together and it's going to work, you have to, you know... each have rules. Well, like, what are you comfortable with? What are you comfortable with? Yeah. Okay, I can do that. Okay, I can't. Like,
one of my problems right
don't
now
watch
is
porn while I'm trying to watch Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. I still have.
But, like, dual screen, man.
I tell her that all the time. I'm like, don't fuck up my Desperate Housewives, man. Trying to fucking.
Yeah. Do you guys have your own TVs, or is it in the middle of the living room?
She actually, in her room, she doesn't have a TV, but we have the projector thing downstairs, mm-hmm. and then like the theater thing downstairs, and then
they have a theater room. next to the personal
oh
gym,
God,
we have
we
a theater
sound like
room.
Fucking snobs.
Yeah. Wait, what part of town do you live in? The Ranch of Porter.
Yes.
We have horses.
I actually live in a gated community, so fuck you.
Woo, woo, woo. Right? Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
What? I have to keep... Dude, I have crazy stalker fans.
You have that many fans that you have to move out to a Walmart in Porter Ranch.
I had a
that's all they have out there.
In my old apartment complex leave a note on my car. And my car was gated.
Did you read the note?
Yeah, it was
what did it
fucking
say?
Freaky.
Did it say, hey, next time can you not hit my car?
No,
said,
like, hey, I'm a
your
big
car's
fan.
Dirty,
if
you should wash it.
If you ever want to have a good time, call this number. And I was like, oh, my God.
I get
that
number. I get those all the time.
I want to have a good time.
But there's something scary about having that happen, like, where you live. Like, if I was at, Target and someone left it on my car, I wouldn't care. But, like, the fact that he saw me leave my house, saw me go down where my car was, like, that's
a it's a price
another...
of fame.
No,
I'm so
man.
Sorry.
Fame and fortune.
It was Mo.
I'm safe in fucking suburbia.
Yeah, Mo's all like, damn. No wonder she never called me back. Because that's basically that's Mo's business card, by the way. It's
yes.
For a good time call.
For a good time
back
call.
Back to her only. What?
So, I got another roommate question.
Okay.
Now that you're roommates.
Okay.
Have you farted in front of each other?
I don't do that. Nothing comes out of my butt. It's not... Exit or enter. No, nothing goes in it either. It's just like this, like
it's like a magical portal
thing.
Magic,
it's like
land.
A fake
just to look
thing.
At. You can poke at it, but you can't go.
You
inside.
Can poke at it, lick at it. You can worship it.
Yeah.
From
no
afar.
Entrance.
No entrance. Exit only.
Yeah. No, there's not even an exit. Nothing comes out of it either. I just pee. That's it.
You know, I know a lot of girls who do say that and think that.
Well, the thing is...
That's why they're full of
it's
shit.
It's just liquid falling out. They don't know.
The real reason that she doesn't is because her asshole actually leads to Narnia. So she can't let anybody in there because it'd be a big fucking whoa. You know, change everything.
Oh, my God.
It's the TARDIS. It's little on the outside.
It's the TARDIS. It's the TARDIS. Exactly.
The, all right. There's your... Now do you guys vent about being... You know, you're both... Porn stars, do you talk about, oh, that's fucker. Do you guys talk trash about all the other porn stars?
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah, we talk a lot of shit.
All the time.
She's a fucking hoe and he's a fucking idiot.
Right now.
I'll give you
60
seconds.
No, it's kind of nice because we can be like,
who'd you work with today?
Yeah, yeah, have you banged her? Is she cool?
Yeah.
And I can ask him, like, hey, when you power bottomed this guy, was he any good?
Who was your favorite top?
Talk about you.
People are totally going to believe this.
Well, this is what happened.
I know, I realize.
Only
that.
Three people listen to this, so you don't have to worry. You're not telling
and
anybody.
And it's mostly me on different computers.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm the other one.
At the library, like, just fucking getting hits.
Getting
man.
Views, man. Every computer we get to.
10,000 views.
Click, click, click.
I hire homeless people.
We definitely talk about that kind of shit. Like, oh my God, today on set was so lame. Or scene was awesome.
Or, oh my God, this girl farted on me.
Yeah, I remember that story. It was amazing.
So what? I got a dumb question. Just to talk about porn for a second. Like, how long have you guys been in the business?
2 years with girls, one with dick.
Okay.
I have been in for like 3.5 years.
Two with
this many and a
two
half.
With girls and one with dick.
Yeah. 26 with dick and no, 3.5 years with the ladies.
Okay.
Don't lie.
Not gonna switch that shit over.
Yeah.
I've gotten
unless
offered
he makes
a lot of money.
Exactly.
I've gotten offered, I think it was like 15 grand for like for doing a gay scene, and I was just like, no.
If you topped?
It doesn't make a difference.
You didn't have to look. It's just a butthole.
Look at him.
Just a butthole. And there's balls underneath it.
If anyone wants to hire me to top, I would be glad to do that.
A hairy man ass.
I'd be all up in that shit, like fucking pound town on this guy's asshole. And then I'd get my paycheck, go home and cry and drink a bottle of wine.
What kind of wine?
Cuddle up to that bottle of wine.
Wreck that shit like an 18-wheeler hitting a starfish.
There you go.
Blast that shit.
And I'd be like, no, Lou, baby, fucking just fucking say my name. Raw dog it.
No spit. Do it right.
Remember when we had the conversation that we weren't going to talk about porn before the show?
Yes, this is what we do. This is
we're not. We're talking about sex.
Yeah, we're talking about sex.
Oh, okay.
It's two different things.
When I...
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Okay, so you guys aren't farting in front of each other. Shitting, mm-hmm. Do you guys keep the door closed, or is that close to your bedroom?
I don't do that, so I don't know.
She doesn't do that either.
How about you?
Depends on if I'm in the man cave or not. I have the X cave. It's my bat cave.
So what's going to happen when one of you breaks down and sneaks somebody home?
No, that's not going to happen. Mm-mm.
So we'll come back and see.
Would you
months.
Like just bring maybe bring them home, have sex in the car on the outside, then bring them in the house?
Only if it's a mutual friend. We can't. That's how the rule works.
Oh, what if you brought somebody home for both of you?
But then we'd have to have sex.
No, you know.
We just switch off?
Yeah, you don't like touch training? Each other.
Yeah. Like you go to his room, satisfy him, then come back over to this room.
I go first because I don't want that.
You don't want to get Xander on you?
Ladies first. Ladies first.
Ladies
first. So ladies.
Well, what if I bring a dude home and I'm like, okay, first you're going to satisfy me and then go into Xander?
Yeah, well, of course. And he's, yeah, exactly.
You're offering you just hear me scream and cry. No! I hate you, Danny.
Like, you're in the room just like, and you're like, and you're gonna be like, is that a little girl? Oh no, it's Xander.
Most likely what you would hear is just, you'd hear like gunfire, and then you would come in and just, we're just playing video games like,
exactly.
Exactly.
You're done fucking
cheater.
Like, you're done fucking her, you go play video games with him.
It's kind of, he's kind of like having a son, because that's all he does is play video games.
Kids today.
Okay, so which video game are you playing right now?
Right now, I'm Grand Theft Auto 5, obviously, like everyone in the world is. Yeah.
I've not jumped on
which
yet.
Which game?
It's fucking awesome.
I don't know any of these things.
It's really fun.
I'm still on Guitar Hero 5.
I'm still on Candy Crush.
I'm on Pong, okay? 1975.
Yeah. Are you still playing Injustice?
I haven't played Injustice in so long, but I want to get back on because I want to have like tournaments. I want to like fucking find a place.
Did you just see that story? They had that thing on HBO about how incredible, how they had this big event down at the Staples Center.
E3.
No, but they had this big challenge fight gaming thing, and Staples Center sold out. Like 30,000 people to watch these teams go at it. I was like,
esports are fucking crazy. Wow. It might have been StarCraft, actually.
Yeah, StarCraft
is probably what it was. Yeah, it's like
all these crazy things.
Legitimate teams.
I have no idea.
It's so scary. This whole generation is just a bunch of fucking.
Are we speaking French right now? I don't know.
Esports is like.
All right, let's get back to talking about sex.
Oh, I know sex. Video game.
So which superhero would you have sex with?
Batman.
There we go.
No, actually, no. First, who? It would be Batman because he's hot and he's rich as fuck. Second would be Superman because I've always wanted to get pile driven in the air. And then Spider-Man because upside down sex would be kind of cool. Yeah. And then like web sex, like his fucking cum shot must be like awesome.
So wait. So Dale DeBone.
Super sticky.
Ryan Driller.
No,
and
not Dale DeBone. We're not doing that.
And
what about Aquaman?
But I have to have a costume on. That's the only way she'll have sex with me.
Yeah, and he has to have a costume. If you
but
like,
what about Aquaman? You'd have it underwater.
Oh, yeah. I can't swim.
And Aquaman is the like Diet Coke of superheroes. Like, he's a fucking fuck Aquaman.
He's a Coke Zero.
He's Diet Right.
Crystal Light. No fucking superheroes.
He's Crystal Pepsi. He sucks.
Interesting.
This has gone completely.
I know what I would do.
Okay.
Female superheroes.
Okay. I was waiting for him to say male.
Yeah.
I want Superman first.
Superman gang. Oh my god, superhero gangbang.
Exactly.
Doing it.
That would be like
that
Avengers.
That might be a fantasy.
Yeah. Why haven't they made that porn?
What about the Hulk?
That dude, he would kill you.
That would be awesome.
That was China.
He's got like these She-Hulk. Big old choking hands.
He's got big old choking
hands. He's green, so he might have gun.
Them are fisting hands right there.
What?
Them are fisting hands.
So go ahead. I want to hear your list. Three. Catwoman.
Catwoman's on there.
Catwoman's more of a supervillain.
But
pipe down. You're the roommate. Shh.
My turn, okay?
Exactly.
Well, Wonder Woman would be on the top,
of course.
Right.
Because she's like, because she's that chick who would just hold you down and just fucking go for it, and you're just like, hey, you're just like, take it, like I can't stop coming. Oh my god. And then
Amazon.
And she has a lasso of truth, so she would tie you up.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, and she'd be like, do you enjoy this? And you'd be like, you have to tell the truth. And be like, yeah. And then she'd be like fisting your ass, and you'd be like, do you enjoy this? Yeah.
Damn it!
I'm trying to lie.
Number three, I guess. Catwoman, and then fucking Storm, dude.
I always thought, what's her name? I can't, my mind went blank.
Rogue?
No, the girl from Fantastic Four.
Oh, the invisible woman?
Could you see your dick inside of her when she's invisible?
That'd be great.
That'd be one of those fleshlights that you can see through.
No, the other one. The other one.
And let's make this happen, people.
I'm trying to think what other one you would be talking
Poison
about.
Poison Ivy, but she's a villain.
Oh, yeah, right. You can't, because you can't, if you kiss her, you're fucked.
You don't kiss her, man. You're like a whore and just bang her out. You don't have to make out with her.
Her vajayjay would probably have the same poisonous...
Those lips are just the same. Yeah. Just as bad.
Labia.
Maybe worse.
Get like tangled in her ivy bush.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you guys are all buddies now and it's all good. Did you sign a lease together? Or
no,
is it anyone
my
now?
House.
Oh, so you can kick him out at any time.
Totally. Yeah.
So we can't invite you back in 10 months and say, okay, you've been sealed the deal. You can finally get free. Are you guys going to be together in a year? Still roommates? Roommates not dating?
I think it's kind of like, it's funny because like people are like so taken aback by like, oh yeah, you're renting out a room, Danny. And she's like, yeah, Xander lives there. They're like, oh, but no, seriously, who lives at your house? Xander.
I think people think it's weird because it's guy-girl. Fucking hate women. I'm not having
Can
women.
I tell you
I've
something?
I tried that once and it went
many
awful.
Many years ago, my second roommate, it was this girl named Terry. I met her on a Saturday. She moved in on a Thursday. I'm not lying. And lived with me for 3 years and was the best roommate ever. I barely met her. Like, she moved in and was like, cool. And she was crazy party animal, slob of slobs. But she kept everything clean. She was cool. We had great, like, for 3 years, the best roommate ever. And then I moved on my own. I've been on my own since. But, like, I would live with a girl. I wouldn't live with a guy in a million years.
Awesome. See, but I'm like that. I would never live with another woman. But having a guy is great. Yeah. It's like having a boyfriend in the house, but he's not your boyfriend. So if people break in, I'm like, go get him.
Or because if you die, I don't have that much emotion.
Take the bullet. Dive in front of him and take.
And he's like, he'll kill spiders for me. Like it's a total win-win.
Yeah,
and you don't have to fuck him.
Yeah.
High five. It's all around.
Unless I get paid. And then it's really weird.
How much does he have to pay you?
Hey. Well, it's not like you go get your sex today, and then, you know, you get your sex today, then you can go home and have a roommate. And it's like,
you
get
to have the hangouts.
It's like a drinking buddy.
It's like what's what I say about all my girls. I have, like, 10 girls? I always say to them, like, they all ask me, like, oh, how wonderful they all are. I always say, yeah, all 10 of you equal one good girlfriend. Apart, you guys are all idiots. But, like, together... One good girlfriend. So
you have to use the hotness to craziness ratio. Has to be.
Well, I call it the damaged ratio. How damaged everybody.
Danny
is
pretty fucking hot, and I found
that's not what you said earlier.
She's pretty fucking crazy too.
That's not what you said earlier.
I don't know how that, but she seems normal. I don't know
where you sleep at night.
I know you do.
Where's your lasso of truth now?
She what? Came over.
What?
Just a careless whisper.
Strap on.
Whispering episode.
We should just do that.
Okay, well, guys, this has been fun. That's it for now.
I've fucked guys longer than this.
Xander, have I fucked guys longer than this?
Father O'Malley.
When you were four.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Exactly. You were new. It was new to you. Right? I mean, come on.
New ventures.
Yeah.
Let's do another one.
Well, since everybody's on Twitter, I'm assuming that we can find out these lovely exploits of what happens at home and the tweets that aren't about anyone, but you know who it is now. So are you guys going to be tweeting about each other?
Oh, secretly? We play pranks on each other. We talk shit about each other.
Every single time that, like... If anything's quiet, I know she's coming to try to scare me with something.
Okay, so
it never works. It's worked like once.
Okay, so where can we find you on Twitter then?
Miss Danny Daniels.
And mine is xcorvus777.
Wow, look at that's a creative one. In case people don't know on the Twitter.
It's like when people say www.
dot. HTTP slash.
This isn't 1991. Lose the W.
Well, my name is Mo, and you can find me on Twitter.
Nice to meet you, Mo.
Danny, what's my Twitter name?
Oh, fuck. It's Average Mo or something. Penis. I love dicks, Mo.
mine is actually at Mox, MOXX. And my blog is The Average Mo, theaveragemo.com. You can check out all sorts of BTS pics of Danny Daniels. I look like a huge fanboy of hers on the website. Check it out. That's my out music. See you guys next time.
Peace.